Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
We are actually today is the day this airs is June 25th. And yesterday when we taped that session, we said that was the 25th. So people were saying, well,
so it's not Groundhog Day.
What happened to the 24th? Well, yesterday was the 24th. So if you missed it, both of these will start with this 25th. This is the 25th, the second one. We're continuing that. And yesterday we actually discussed the question that came in from a listener about, am I hearing God's voice, and what do I do to make sure that what do I do next after my abiding is done on a particular topic? So we talked about that. It's really important for everybody to go through that, so I hope you do, to verify really the beauty of hearing God's voice, and that our biggest issue is we try to overcomplicate it.
Yes.
And am I hearing it right? Am I hearing it right? And again, remember the life of a toddler is they don't say, am I doing it right? Am I doing it right? Am I doing it right? You know, no, they just said, I trust you. If you're going to correct it, you'll correct me. So, so we trust that, you know, and practice it, practice it, practice it. You'll see how beautiful it is. And by the way, keep using your spouse, your inner circle all the time, because we need it. So never try to figure this stuff out alone. I think God purposely did it that way. So that we have community, we teach, and by the way, it helps each other grow and confirm, yeah, you're hearing God's voice, and it's kind of fun. But before that, we were talking about Christ clutter in the calendar and the issue of what do you do when you and your spouse are at different capacities or different paces, and how do we navigate that? Well, one is that as a couple, you are one before God. And that means God's answer is going to be perfect for both of you. And you got to just be willing to keep going there and let him give you that answer.
So you didn't just say a perfect compromise that will be mediocre for both of you.
No.
You said his answer would actually be what is best, absolute best, none better for both of you.
Yeah.
That's a big statement. I love that.
Yeah. And the stickier the things, because remember, God is going to drive deeper and deeper and deeper. And we'll get into an example of that. But let God take you there, see? And get there and stay with it until you see, oh, okay, now I can understand how this is supposed to work for our particular situation. And keep going, keep going, keep going. God's answer is both, and it's okay that you have differences. And neither one of you, remember, the flesh is I want and I demand, and you better do what I want. As opposed to, I have a thought, I have a way of doing it, I have a way of seeing this, but I'm open to your prospect until what? We get God's answer. And disagreement is actually healthy. And in a sense, it's going to be necessary. So I think we use the example of, I'm a high risk taker, Linda's a low risk taker. Well, the answer isn't, Linda, just do what Rich wants. Which, by the way, she did, and if it was a big failure. Or Rich, never do anything because that'll please Linda. Well, that'll be a big failure. Is that, no, every time I'm going to use your two perspectives to bring my answer about, and my answer will be absolutely best. And stay with it until you see it, and actually don't cave until you see it. So it's kind of an important thing. So first of all, recognize you have different capacities and you have different paces at which you go. And by the way, this is also including seasons of life.
Right.
So that, you know, right now, and I can remember this when we had little kids, or we had kids that were in athletics, or grandkids that were in athletics, is that's a whole different activity level. It's unique to you, and it's something you got to process. And God says, I'll get you there, because remember, I got to prune you. I got to cut you back. And by the way, let me just add one more thing right here. If you've got children, they are to be a high priority.
Yes.
The life of what they learn, how they pursue, how they grow is a priority. So by definition, the time you spend with them is way more important than you going and being on committee, some committee at the church. Now, it doesn't mean you can't be, but don't do it instead of.
Right. And remember, every yes you say is a no to something or someone else.
Right.
And so we really do have to pay attention between, you know, we've talked about this before, the difference between assignments and opportunities.
Yeah.
What is my God-given, God-empowered assignment, not just what's a great opportunity?
Yeah. And we had, Linda and I, you know, we had gone into empty nesting. Now we have grandkids and they get active in sports. And we forgot. We literally forgot what that looked like. And when our kids were in it, we understood there's certain things you can't do because you got to give that energy and time.
Right.
And we were not even thinking that way. And then all of a sudden we started realizing, wait a minute, two things. We're missing some of those, quite a few of them. And that, I don't think that's right. I think God wants us to be there. And by the way, their life with them is on their time, not my time. So I got to be available for that. And number two, we were getting worn out. And God says, yeah, I got to prune you. And one of the things he said, do you understand that your grandkids are to be a priority? Yes. By the way, we wanted it to be.
Right.
We rejoice in that. It's not like, okay, fine. It's no, hallelujah. Yes, what a privilege that is for us. So, Rich and Linda, you're going to have to do things differently. And what you just said was part of the process. If you say yes to this, which you understand it, we said yes. You're going to have to say no to some other things.
Right.
Which means what? Take the stuff off your plate. Why? Because this is important. Okay. It's a priority. So as you look at the calendar, it's always around what God has set before you as a priority. And remember, people are a priority. So your marriage is a priority. To be a priority, don't neglect it. Your kids are a priority. Don't neglect it. Your grandkids are a priority. Don't neglect it. You need space. You got to have time with it and be willing to, with a priority of your kids and your grandkids, not to diminish that. Or not to shove that off the table, or think you can do it all, because you're going to get tired, you're going to get weary, and you're going to get worn out, you know, because of it. So first of all, you got to start saying, okay, we're willing to restructure what that looks like for us, and let's change it. Okay, now it's about capacity and it's about about things. Okay, hey, honey, Linda, what can you do? Let's say it's when, and I'm thinking back now when we had little kids or kids into athletics, and we lived in Boulder, Colorado on a mountain. To get down the mountain was 20 minutes.
Right.
And guess who had to drive that? Linda had to drive that. Well, we would be talking and she would say, you know, we have three children. And I'm getting worn out driving them down the mountain to their stuff. Let's relook. Could we relook at that? Yeah, sure. Okay. So number one, Rich, could you do some of this? Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what? I can't. I can structure the way I work, or I can look at my schedule so that particularly I could pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
I could arrange my business so when they're done, I could pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can do that. Maybe a couple days, I can make sure that maybe I work from home. And this is, of course, right today, it's actually easier to do that because it's more normal. And we have Zoom.
Right.
So, I'll stay. And then when they got to go somewhere, I can take them. Or we can arrange. Today, for example, we would say, let's say they're at school and they got to go to some practice. Well, I could arrange an Uber for them to go there. And it's not all the time, but, you know, Linda, instead of you doing it 5 days a week, why don't you do it 3 days a week? We'll Uber them the other two, and then I'll coordinate picking them up.
Right.
Well, that's
or carpool or whatever
or carpool.
Else.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, let's get some friends mm-hmm. to start processing this and start talking about it and seeing if we could assist each other in making it easier for everybody in the aspect of it. So there's opportunity to be able to restructure things. So could we mm-hmm. restructure? Could we restructure? Okay. Everybody understands you've got to come to an agreement on that.
Mm-hmm.
And what feels good to that other party, yes, that'll work for me. And then, by the way, go try it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, you know what? It's still a little bit too much. Okay, let's keep working at it. Now, why would I want to work at it? Well, because I want Linda to have joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I want her to rest. And I want her to have margin. Now, what it wouldn't be is that, well, I'm never doing anything. Well, no, that won't work either.
Right.
You know, we got to process it so it feels good to you and feels good to us and feels good to me. And I'm willing to keep processing it until God shows us the answer. And we know something. He will.
Right.
Now, the key is, how do you do that? And you don't wind up being acrimony with each other
mm-hmm.
because I can't figure this out and I'm just frustrated by it. And you're asking me to do too much or you're not participating. We got to do it differently. Okay, God says, look, remember a couple things I've said. James 1:5-8, read it again.
Okay.
Let's talk about that. And then we'll talk about how to do this.
Sure. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
Yep. He said, so together,
mm-hmm.
seek wisdom, expect me to answer, but know that I'll get you to unity because I'll get you my answer, and both of you need to surrender your will. You don't surrender your thinking. You
mm-hmm.
don't cave just because it's convenient, but have a heart to get my answer.
Right.
And stay with it, stay with it. My answer will be absolutely best. I'll get you through this. Don't short-circuit it by getting stubborn, by getting prideful, by getting demanding.
Mm-hmm.
And making it a conflict it's overwhelming to me and I can't do it. And you say you're not going to help me, you're not going to stay with me, and you're leaving everything up to me and I don't have the capacity for it. And
mm-hmm.
it's a mess, you know, and it's okay that you're limited with your capacity. I can't do all this. Okay, keep working it. By the way, and this is something that may happen, and this happened with us, is he said maybe you shouldn't have your kids being doing so much.
Right.
Important question, you know. So it was, hey, kids, or we restructure, like they would be doing sports and they wanted to do, let's say, music lessons, learning
mm-hmm.
An instrument. Well, instead of having a weekly meeting with that teacher, maybe it was biweekly,
mm-hmm.
Every other week. Well, that's okay. That'll work. And let's structure it, or you can't do two sports at once,
mm-hmm.
Is that let's do one. And so we would help them not get overwhelmed either.
Right. Well, and this is where what you were talking about, just, you know, setting those priorities is so important. If family time and margin and joy together in relationship is important, and you're seeing so many activities actually cost you the joy in relationship and not just being rushed all the time from thing to thing, that's a really good indicator you're too busy. And teaching your children, you'll think about the responsibility. I also think of parenting. We are teaching our kids what it looks like to make choices, the very same choices that we're struggling to make, right?
Yep.
And so it's very important for us to teach them the beauty of margin and allowing God to prune and, you know, not let them get caught in the fear of missing out.
That's right.
And so from a young age, if we're dumping them in 1,000 activities, we're actually teaching them the opposite of what God's telling us to do in order to help guard their hearts exactly. and let them step into the fullness of life.
Yeah. So. And then he tells us, okay, how do you go about this where you're working through differences of thought, differences of opinion, and go to Ephesians 4, read verses 25 and 26, and then 29 through 32.
Sure. 25 and 26 is, therefore, putting away lying, let each of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
Yep. And then 29 to 32.
Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
Yeah. So he's basically saying what the difference is, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Let only wholesome talk come out of your mouth. So what that means is that when Linda and I are processing something that we disagree on, mm-hmm. particularly this aspect of capacity and putting your calendar together, is I do it with honor and respect.
That's good.
And that is, I want to respect what you have to say. I want to respect who you are and what you literally can handle. I need you to do the same to me. Mm-hmm. And together, we won't go to an unwholesome place. We won't let this dominate us and cause hardness and deep conflict and debating and arguing. But rather, we won't grieve the Holy Spirit. We'll stay with kindness. We'll stay with respect. And we'll stay in forgiveness as we've been forgiven. To do what? Speak the truth in love. And it'll be, okay, Linda, here's our situation. We've got all this stuff going on with you driving the kids around. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about it. How are you doing with that? Where can you do it? Where can't you do it? How is that impacting you? Tell me your truth about it, and then let me understand that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we got two things we got to start dealing with. Maybe the kids are doing too many things. Mm-hmm. So we got to process that. I see that you don't have the capacity to fulfill everything that needs to get done.
Right.
So I respect that. And you're not saying you won't do nothing. You'll contribute, but it's got to be within your own capacity. So let's start laying it out. Mm-hmm. And now let's start asking God for wisdom. What are some thoughts we could do? Well, gosh, you could Uber, you could, hey, Rich, you can participate by picking them up. Maybe we got community and other kids that are in those groups that we could, you know what, let's get some parents together, maybe start carpooling and solving their problem too.
Right.
There's all kinds of solutions to it. And honey, I want to get there so that when we come up with the solution, that we stay with it, that you look at it and say, you know what, that'll work for me. Mm-hmm. That gives me the time I need not to become weary because of it, because I can't handle all that. And what mm-hmm. I don't do, this is something that I learned, and I don't do it. I don't say to Linda, you should have more capacity. no.
That would not go over very well.
No, it's like, well, you should do more. Like, no, Mm-hmm. What I tried to understand is, what is the capacity? Mm-hmm. What really is the capacity? And we discovered what it is. And there would be things like Linda would need, for example, during the week. There's a couple things that are important to Linda. One is that she and I spend some time together without anybody else.
Right.
And then periodically she goes to her, she has a close prayer mountain that's near here. And she says, sweet. you know, I got to have some time just processing with God by myself. Mm-hmm. And I need that time. That. Okay. Let's build that in. Mm-hmm. So as we're building all those things in, we find out what our capacity is. So I never say you should do more anyway. What mm-hmm. my heart is, I need to find her capacity that mm-hmm. really works for her.
So, okay, I'm gonna push you on this a little bit because I hear this so much. How did God get your heart to that spot? Because what I, in couples, and I think you've seen this too, in couples that we counsel with, especially when we're dealing with, you know, a CEO running a company and whatever, you know, you've got different capacities sometimes. And that idea, or even, you know, I'm such a high capacity person. And so Dan has to remind me not to be so high capacity sometimes. But how do you not go? What did God do in your heart to keep you from going to judgment on her capacity?
Yeah. Well, I had a giant failure, I was doing things where I, you know, got invested in this real estate thing and went bankrupt, and everything collapsed around me. I never respected really Linda's perspective at all. Mm-hmm. Now we didn't have great conflict because she just caved.
Right.
And so while she was doing things, she didn't even bother telling me that she's running out of gas. Mm-hmm. But I did notice that she was tired. Well, after my failure, God says, one of the things, Rich, that I need to show you is that I have a will, and my will start to show you how to live with great joy and great enthusiasm and great blessing, but it requires you to learn to walk together with your spouse who has mm-hmm. the same Holy Spirit, which you completely disregarded.
Right.
I want you to pay attention. And I want mm-hmm. you, if you're going to receive my best, I want you to start to respect that in your wife on everything, mm-hmm. which one of them was capacity.
Right. And even that idea, one flesh, right? You are one flesh. Yes. So if it's impacting her, it's impacting you and vice versa.
Yeah. So because of the failure and the pain of that failure, he said, would you like to do it my way? You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, unity is critical, and your wife is a person, and you got to mm-hmm. pay attention to her. You got to respect. Now, you don't have to, I'm not asking you, Rich, to just do what she wants. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you to together seek right. my will. And one of the issues that he showed me pretty quick, your wife has a different capacity than you do. Mm-hmm. And you got to respect that, and you got to find it. And why not? Because when she has joy right. and I have joy, and what's the cool thing is it has to do with stuff. Mm-hmm. It's about what you do. And God says, I'll show you
right.
the right answer for her.
And all of that was part of the journey, right? I mean, he literally walking you step by step continued to reveal this. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah. And what we learned is this, let me help you get to your what's called the sweet spot. And the sweet spot is her capacity, my capacity sync up. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we solve stuff to do. How do we handle this? How do we handle this? Number two is you never stay there permanently. Mm. Things change, seasons change, activity right. changes. And Linda and I, because of that capacity issue, we regularly, minimally once a quarter, mm-hmm. How are you doing at capacity? Right. And she'll say, yeah, you're kind of pushing a little bit. Your plates that you're spinning are starting to impact me. Right. We got to rethink this, or we got to do it differently. Or remember, before you schedule something, make sure that we process that together. Yeah. Okay. Got it. So we keep adjusting.
Yeah, a lot of intentionality, right?
A lot of intentionality
to surrender it,
and a lot of adjusting, a lot of intentionality, so that Linda is always experiencing rest, the right pace for her. It works with the pace for me, and it's a constant work of pruning, really. But because I see that, first of all, I want her to have joy. And I don't have the right to force her to be like me. Why wouldn't you find that sweet spot? And God says, I'll get you there. Don't worry. And he does. And, right. it's beautiful. And Linda has to say that works. And I have to say that works. And we just can't stay with it until it works. And guess what? A few months later, it needs to be tweaked. So, yeah, it's an issue. It's a desire. So I just pray that everybody... Father, as you have shown us this, that it speak the truth, it's process the truth with honor and respect, stay with it, let you bring the answers, and don't cave until you do, but also don't force the other to create conflict, to create hardness, to create resignation, when it can be beautiful. And all we can do is lay it out there and invite people to it. And by the way, we're always happy to help couples. If they have a sticky thing that they can't seem to get through, we're happy to help them. And we have people in our leadership that would be happy to help them. So we just pray that nobody would ever stay stuck here or stay in a place where it isn't joyful and it doesn't come to your great answers. And we praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich, and thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.